Welcome to the Creatives Experience Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Isaac Whedon. On each episode, I will be speaking with artists and bringing you in on their life, faith, and creative experience. I'm excited for you to be joining us today. Thank you for listening. So without further ado, let's get to it. Hey guys, welcome back for another episode of the Creatives Experience Podcast. Truly, I'm excited to have someone joining me today who I've been very much so admiring and looking up to from afar, and truly, even in distance-wise, it is afar. You guys have been on many, many times requesting this creative, and I'm very pleased that the Lord has allowed this to happen. So without me going any further, I have the one and only Cass with me today. So before we do that, let me just jump to a sponsored message real quick. Thank you. All right, and we're back. Cass,
Hey. Thank
you very much for your time.
Hey, man, I'm pumped. Let's do this.
Praise God. So I have been, just like real quick, I've been really touched by, I suppose, the professionality I've seen in you with music especially. I would definitely put you in like a professional artist category. Mm-hmm. And I've been encouraged to see that it's possible for like bedroom producers.
Yeah.
Is that okay for me to
say
that?
Fine, that's fine.
Right. Because I too just make stuff in my room and whatnot. And it's been beautiful to see the impact that can be made in your small little space, you know? So I suppose my question would be, you know, at what point did you decide like, hey, this is really what I'm going to be doing? Because for those of you who don't know, I'm just under the assumption those of you who are going to click on this episode know who Cass is. For those who don't, she is a singer, songwriter, speaker, artist, producer. Am I missing anything else?
Human.
You mix and master your own tracks too?
I do, yeah, I do. I'm engineer.
Wow, then audio engineer. Then very, very much so human and a child of God. Yeah, so like what point did that really hit for you? Like, hey, I'm doing this for real. Like, did it have a lot to do more with people encouraging you to do that? Was this more of a for yourself? Hey, this is what I just feel this. The Lord's put this on my heart.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like my favorite part about my story, man, is I didn't choose this. Like I'm not even just saying that. So I did music in school briefly. And then it was after school before university, or you guys call it college, right? You go to college.
That's university too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because college is a bit confusing for me. But we call it university here. And so it was in my final year of high school. And then I was kind of like, hey, God, what should I do? What's the next step? And I felt him tell me to do a music degree at a school of music here in New Zealand, which is like the Juilliard of New Zealand. And so I was going to do that. My parents weren't keen. They kind of, they weren't super keen on me doing a music degree. So they,
for you Americans, keen is they weren't up for it.
Sorry. Doing lingo. They weren't up for
it. My mom's British, so I know all the majority of
that's
the
good.
Lingo
you can translate for me. You can translate.
Yeah, I'm good. We're good to go.
They weren't so, up for me doing a music degree, and they pretty much encouraged me to do a design degree. So I applied for a design degree, and then I didn't get in. Crazy, like I didn't. And I was actually I did a design paper in high school, so I was decent. I could have got in, but I just didn't get in.
Cool.
And then the cutoff for getting into a music degree was past that. You had to audition for that degree, so it was like I was like, oh, I can't do music. But then I felt the Holy Spirit say, now, like, apply for it. I got you. So I applied for it without auditioning, without, like, literally meeting any of the criteria. And then the dean of the school, he called me for a meeting and was like, hey, this is awesome, but you haven't, like, met any criteria. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I actually know your music teacher. Like, I actually know your name, music teacher. And I called him, and he highly recommended you send me, like, a demo. And just, I guess, proof of like, you know, music scoring. And so I did that. I sent it to him and that's how I got in. So that was totally the grace of God.
So are you done with school already?
I am. Yeah. That was a couple of years ago. Oh, love that. I don't show my age. That's great. but, I did that for 4 years, and then I finished that and I was like, cool, okay, I can be maybe a producer in a studio or, you know, like go for that. And then about 2 months after I was finishing, I felt God once again, but like, nah, I actually don't want you to do that. I want you to do a year of ministry school at your church. The school of my church, and he wanted me to do a year of that. And I was like, God, I'm not really keen, because I'm not up for it, God, because I want to make I want to make some money. You know what I mean? I just did 4 years.
Yeah, no, for sure. No doubt.
Like financial, you know, wilderness, and I want to get a job. But
stability.
Yeah, literally. And my mom was like, "Yo, are you gonna help out? Like, you kind of living at home, and now you're
gonna keep leeching off us or what?"
No, seriously, it was like, now you want to do another year? 5 years,
oh,
you
man.
Know, but I felt it. I remember being like, Mom, I just feel this is God. And she was like, yeah, okay, cool. So I did that for a year in the middle of.
She's like, all right, I'm not gonna fight with that.
Yeah, legit. Once she hears like God, she's like, oh, like reluctantly, you know. Uh-huh. But I'm in the middle of that year. So I'm doing this, you know, I was doing a worship major. And it was definitely one of the hardest years of my life, if I'm being honest. Mm-hmm. It was just a really difficult year. But in the middle of that, we host a conference called a Rise Conference in our church. In the middle of that at conference, God spoke to me so clearly and was like, I've called you to be an artist. I've called you for the music industry. And this big like moment. And I was like, cool. Why am I doing ministry school, man? Like, what? But it was almost like God was, looking back, I see my capacity grew in that year. My my integrity, character grew in that year. And I feel like it was almost like God was wanted to see if I was going to be obedient. Because during that year, it was just like a bit random. But looking back, it's like God was really testing my obedience. In the midst of that, that's when he called me to be an artist. So after that year, that's when I made Genesis in my bedroom, released that, and then it came out on the following year in 2017, on the 22nd of January. And man, yeah, from that moment on,
going up,
man, my album went number one here in New Zealand. And I can't even begin to describe how miraculous that was, because I had like 30 Instagram followers. God told me not to talk to nobody, no radio, nothing. And he just blew it up.
He's like, I'll be your promoter.
No, seriously, promoter, manager, everything. Like, so from that moment on to this to today, I have a room now at our house, like a studio, not my bedroom, but just an actual room. But awesome. It's been crazy to see God just kind of like, just really, really bless like bless that obedience, I guess, because I don't ask to be on any platform. I just get emails and, I say yes, I say no, what God wants me to do. So yeah, I guess to really answer your question, I didn't choose this. God just kind of put me here.
I very much so like that. So for you guys listening, you know, I feel like a lot of times as creatives, we know we're creative and we may aspire to be like someone who we are inspired by, right? But that might not necessarily mean that's what you're called to do, right? We may find inspiration in whether they be fellow brothers, sisters in Christ or people in the world who are doing amazing things in art. Although inspiration may come from them, that doesn't mean that's necessarily what God's pulling you to. Inspiration and calling are two very different things.
Yeah, facts.
And I see that even in myself as I didn't start producing. I started DJing first. And then, I mean, I was only started DJing because I was inspired by DJs, because I was going to festivals. I was very much so in the rave scene, lost in the rave scene, unfortunately. But by God's grace, you know, he does miraculous things. But I really enjoy hearing that from you, you know, it being so clear to you, like, hey, this isn't what it's not what I'm choosing. Like, this God's chosen this for me and I am being obedient. And that's good. Thank you. So how's it been now? Like, how has it been managing the growth, I suppose? Because a lot of people aspire to grow, you know, in their artistry. Like, since it's been so quick, what, 3 years now?
Just not 3 years. Yeah,
yeah. So 3 years. 3 years of like, whoa, my God, why? Like, not why, but wow.
Yeah.
how has that been? Because before we got on the chat, you were saying like, hey, like, I may make music very well, but I kind of struggle with certain things, maybe communication or management with this or with this. How has that been, like, learning to juggle all this Because I think that's a massive component of
being
a good steward of what God's calling you to.
Yeah. I think it's been very interesting, like just kind of navigating, because there's been a lot of opportunities. That's what people don't talk about enough regarding whenever God opens doors, more opportunities come that might look like God, but aren't God. So navigating that, it's very much, I guess, with the word that he gave me when he called me. So what I meant before by it was this big, he was very specific. So he was kind of like, one thing he said to me was, like, I want to walk the journey with you. Like every step that you take, you know, reminded me of when he spoke to Moses and Joshua. And one of the things he said to both of them, a very specific statement was, every place you set your foot, I will give to you. I will give you every place we set your foot. And it's like, you take the step and it gives you that place, but that only happens when you're walking with God. And so I've had to just, the biggest ingredient of the success or whatever you want to call it of the last 3 years has just been, okay, God, are you in this? And just making sure like my walk with God is the most important part of what I do. So every day I make sure it's non-negotiable. I talk to God, I spend time with God. Because without that, man, like there's so many doors and so many opportunities and so many things that could take away my time that might not be God, you know? So it's been, it's been really, just a key thing of just like walking with God every, taking it day by day as well. Because I get caught up a lot of like the future and like, I want to do that and a vision and that. But just being like, actually, I have to be a good steward of today. And it's been also a trusting thing of, I now have a circle of people, like my pastors, my mom, my family and friends, who I've had to learn how to trust people as well, how to like trust, like Marka, for example, the person you're talking to, do my emails, trusting people within the journey as well. So it's just been a learning, and it still is, relationships and new friendships and new, even people that I've looked up to, I now have their phone numbers, you know what I mean? So just growing in that and humility, growing in as an artist, as a producer, stewarding my finances, everything. But the most important factor of it all is just like, okay, make sure that my walk with God is good and that I'm talking to the Holy Spirit about everything, if that makes sense.
No, that's solid. Beautiful. Where did I see it? Either I saw it on Instagram or I heard it from Maka, but talking about, you've been working on an album.
Yes, sir.
Anything you'd be willing to talk about?
Yeah. It's coming out very soon.
I don't want to pry, you know, sometimes it's a delicate topic.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something, you know, what's maybe the backstory or the inspiration for the album or, you know, just a few little juicy notes for people who
I'd love to answer that, man, because it's so interesting. It's my third album, but the approach of this,
you put one out like once a year.
I did one in 2017, 2018, try to do this one last year, and then God kind of flipped my plans. With the first two albums, and my plan was also an album a year. That was always my plan.
Cool.
And I did that with the first two albums, and it went really well. God used them. But then last year, some stuff went down with my family. And it was just like, it just flipped my world upside down. And I remember I started going counseling because of it. It was heavy. So I go counseling.
Wow.
And then it just kind of shaped my whole schedule. I mean, I was still traveling and still like doing what God called me to do. It was almost like every time I try to push for that whole album a year thing for 2019, God would just say, no, not yet, not yet, not yet. And then what was crazy was I was in Australia in August at a conference there, and I was a guest speaker and a performer. And then one of the guests, so I had music. I'm always working on music. That's just a part of like,
oh, for sure.
I was talking about an album, but I was very kind of just subtle about it, because I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to release an album this year or next year. Like God's kind of just walking the journey together, but it's not there yet. But then, I was in August last year at a conference in Australia. And then one of the guest speakers came up to me during one of the ministry nights, and he was just like, hey, I just really feel God wants to give you a name for this new album. Whatever new project you're working on, God wants to give you a name, a new name. And that was the start of it. And I remember being like, okay, cool. That's the first thing, you know, that I've heard specifically for this. And I remember coming home and I, with the previous stuff that I was working on, I talked to one of my friends in America who was designing stuff for me with this new album, and we're kind of going back and forth. Cool. But yeah, I got home and I felt God gave me the name. I'm not going to share it yet. But it's a really...
We came close,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah. But he gave me the name, and man, like the meaning of the... It's a Greek word. It's like three Greek words in one, but the meaning of it and the definition, it's so powerful. And he basically was just like, I want you to share your testimony. And he was like, the counseling thing, oh, this is so cool. The counseling is like, it's a door that I opened because I wanted to heal certain parts of you. And now in August, I was in a better place than I was before, earlier the year. Because I want to heal certain parts of you that can become scars so you can talk about it in this new album. And it was really powerful moment of like, wow. So what I went through, I didn't just go through that for no reason. And it was I was making you wait to start work on the new album so you could have something to talk about. And I'd say I'm about 60% or 70% finished. It's almost there. I'm actually getting a few features now, which is awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Nice.
It's the
how many
best.
How many tracks are you shooting for?
Between 10 to 12. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Definitely 10.
I'm always blown away when people go like 18, right? I'm just like, yo, chill.
Even 14. I'm like, yeah, I just feel like 10 is a solid, like,
yo, for sure,
good number of songs, but that mm-hmm. can keep mm-hmm. people, you know, actually, every time you go 12 or 13, 14, I lose interest personally. But,
word.
So the 10 songs and each song, the cool thing about it, each song is it's a part of my testimony, an event, a significant event, positive or negative.
Praise God.
But related to, like, the cool thing about it, I wish I knew the name because it makes sense, but it's related to, event in my life and then a scripture that helped me overcome that event. And so the lyrics are based off the scripture, but also quite explicitly specific with my journey. So I'm so excited. I believe God really wants to use it. So coming very soon before July.
You're getting me all stoked out here, man.
No, man, I'm serious. Like, it feels like my first two albums, I love them and it was a great process. But I feel like with this one, it just feels like God is directing the ship more than the first two. He's kind of like, this is what I want. Even features, like, he's like, get this person, don't get that person, or don't, you know what I mean? So it just, for me, whenever God's that involved with stuff, I'm excited. So it's exciting.
Praise Jesus. Thank you for sharing. Wow. And so there's a lot of artists that have yet to like make an album, you know, like people who are like, all right, I want to make music. And then it's like, all right, you make a few singles and you're like, or an album? Gosh, that's so much music, you know? Mm-hmm. And it all depends on the type of artistry, I suppose, you're pursuing, whether it be just singing, just rapping, or production, or whatever it might be, you know? And I think the huge advantage that I suppose I share with you is that we don't have to wait on someone to, like, make beats for us.
Exactly.
So that later we can write, you know? And is that hard? Yeah, there's so much you have to do now. You know what I'm saying?
Before,
other people, it's just like, just send me this. And then you know, write for a few hours, record a few takes, and then you send it off to your engineer. But when you tackle the whole process, there's so many details that take place. And I have a massive appreciation for those who are willing to tackle them by themselves.
And so
I'm encouraged because, like, I like, for example, this last, I've been doing a beat tape series these last 9 months and I decided, I'm like, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to produce it, sing it, mix and master it, all that stuff. Why? Because I feel like I have to learn this. Like, how can you understand every aspect of artistry if you don't at least try it?
Exactly.
You know, not guaranteed that it'll be excellent, but it's a different world, you know? Sometimes. And so I think it's super dope that, you know, you for yourself, you know, having been up for this type of challenge, God's just really been blessing it and carrying you alongside, as you're doing what he's calling you to do. So you are now, I suppose, because you mentioned, like, you have phone numbers now to artists that you... you probably still look up to them, but you now have, like, contact ability, right? Like, you could text them, you can hit them up, and they'll reply. Like, you shoot a DM, and it goes into their DM, not into their lost box.
Request.
Request. Yeah, I don't know what they're called. How has it been for you now? Because I find myself personally disappointed sometimes in the spiritual, like I have a high expectation for the maturity and the spiritual life of many big artists who I believe the Lord's blessed with them with a large audience. Have you encountered that where, or is it just, am I like, I don't feel like I'm alone in this, but I feel like I sometimes paint the picture of who I think an artist is based off of what they put out, what they talk about, what they say on a video, what, like social media almost, you know, which can't always be accurate.
But
there is accuracy in the midst of that.
Totally.
How has that been for you now, where like now you sit down in the rooms with these people and have conversations, and have you found yourself having to challenge them spiritually, or how has that been? Because for me hearing you, I see you put a massive, massive priority on your relationship with Christ. And so if that's such a priority, that will make you very much so sensitive with discernment towards fellow artists. So how's that been for you? Because I feel like I struggle with wanting to say stuff to artists, but at the same time, there needs to be a relationship there for it to actually materialize, you know? So how's that been for you in the experience?
Yeah, it's been interesting because I've encountered both. I've encountered, I've got great encounters with people that I met and you're like, oh, you're awesome. You're even better than what I thought you would be, you know? And and then related even with their walk with God and really kind of been encouraged by their journey. And then I have met people, surprisingly, not many artists, say more. I've actually met a preacher who I won't say their name, but a big preacher, like a big name, has been on like Ellen and all that kind of vibe, like a big name. And behind the scenes, they weren't so awesome. So I think I've seen both. And I think in terms of speaking, I'm what you said, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm big on relationships. So if I have a relationship with, I have a relationship with artists who now, like I have one who she's big now. She's a big deal. And I kind of was there before she was. And we have that relationship where I can text her and just be like, hey, what are your thoughts on this? Or what's happening with this? And so if it's not my place, I won't. I've never been the type of person to step beyond, you know, but I think what's interesting, I always think of, okay, God, what's the lesson I'm meant to learn here? And with the encounter I had with the preacher who wasn't so awesome, I think the lesson that I learned from that experience was just how you treat people is so important. Like humility isn't just something you show on a platform, you show it off it. In fact, showing off it is more important than showing on it. Because I always think about that verse. I think it was, I forgot which prophet it was, but it talks about like, you know, the stuff that you do that is seen, if you're not careful, that can just be the reward. And ultimately, it's the stuff that, you know, God cares about, both platform and off platform, but ultimately the platform is usually what he would focus on, like in your heart perspective. Mm-hmm. So when I look at things like that, that encounter that helped that preacher, I always think, okay, cool. You know, not my place to say anything to them directly, but inwardly, how can I learn from this? I don't really want to end up like that. I don't really want to do that or be known for that. Holy Spirit, help me. If there's anything within me that might be similar to that or might ever think about doing that, creating me a pure heart, you know, that can, I guess, not do that. So learning from seeing what I've seen, really. But I've been fortunate, though, to meet a lot of people that I looked up to and realize, oh, man, they're awesome. They're great. And just learn from them.
God. Praise God. Wow. What would you encourage like people who are currently now like embarking on a journey of, you know, I think now with all this, you know, Corona stuff going on, the quarantine, like a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I have time now. Like what?
Yeah.
Maybe now would be a good time to do what I feel like God's been calling me to do.
Yeah.
What would be some encouragement to people who, you know, are starting out or maybe have neglected what they've done prior and got busy doing other stuff and realized that, I'm not prioritizing what the Lord put on my heart originally.
Yeah.
What would be some encouragement maybe that you've experienced in the midst of your own journey a little knowledge bomb.
I think, you know, like I said, my whole journey is just about, you know, God being like, do this, do that, and just being obedient. And it's made me realize God wants intimacy with us. So he wants to walk every single part of the journey. Like, I'm convinced, call me naive or whatever, I'm convinced, even when you're in a meeting at work, God wants to be talking to you and you know, encouraging you, speaking to you in your heart. When you're in the studio, when you're on stage, God wants to be involved, like the way that he was with Adam and Eve. He wants that kind of like transparency, that kind of, you know, like physical nakedness, but also spiritual nakedness, of like being able to give God everything. I say that to answer your question in terms of like, if you feel called to, like, for example, to be an artist or whatever, producer or filmmaker, and now you have time or you haven't made time, I would just say, ultimately, I'll say two things. First thing, God can pay the bill of something that's not in his will. So, for example, he can't really bless something if it's not in his will. So just because you're talented doesn't necessarily mean that you're called to it. Like what you're saying before about, like, I think it was you. It's been a long day. But you were talking before about, you know, like calling versus the statement that you said.
Inspiration. Different inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think sometimes I've found, anyway, a lot of creatives have looked at my journey or anybody else and been like, oh, like you said, you know, working from home, I can do that. And then try to do that, then get disappointed when it doesn't become an outcome they were looking for. And I think, I'll just say the first thing you should do is make sure, is this God's will? Okay, God, do you want me to make an album? God, do you want me to do this? Or are you in this? Make sure it's God's will and he will pay the bill. You know, he will bless it. Second thing I would say, stewardship is so important. I think of David. I've talked about this before, but he was anointed king, right? In front of his family. But what actually got him into the palace was stewardship. It was a skill. Like, what actually got him into the palace, even before he was even properly king, or before he, you know, was that guy being like a soul having a spirit, and that guy being like, oh, I know somebody who can play and help you with this. His name is Dave. So what actually got him? He was anointed king, so he was meant for the palace, but what got him in the palace, got him in the room, was his stewardship, his skill. And so I think if you're not stewarding the gift God's given you, if you're not, so figure out it's God's will, number one. Number two, whatever that will is, do it. Like, and no matter how ridiculous it may sound, be a good steward of what God's called you to do. If he's called you to start a podcast, do it. If he's called you to, you know, make music, produce, do it. Don't wait for the biggest problem we make, especially in this new generation, my generation and this new generation, is that we're like, oh, once I get there, then I'll do it. You know, once I get to university, then I'll do it. Once I get the job, it's like, no. And this season, you can be a good steward of what God's called you to do, even with the, you know, the little that you have, and with the five loaves and two fish. Like, you can be, or vice versa. I always mix it up. But you can be a good you can be a good steward of that if you put it in Jesus' name.
I don't even know how many loaves are fish.
I think it's two. This is bad. I should know this.
I think it was five loaves, honestly. Yeah, I think it was five loaves.
I might be wrong.
Yeah.
But
you guys can email us if we're wrong.
Yeah. DM me.
But you guys are biblically off.
But like, seriously, like, we talk about the miracle, but honestly, there would be no miracle if the kid didn't bring the little that he had. And I think so many times as creator, I've seen this so many times, dude. I've traveled and I've seen this. People are like, you know, oh, I feel called to this and I can't wait to do it. Then it's like, no. Bring the little that you have now. Steward the little that you, or it's not little, but whatever it is in your season right now, be a good steward of that. So yeah, I'd say make sure it's God's will. Pray, you know, talk to someone, maybe a leader or a pastor who can really help you with accountability and making sure that it's God, that thing that you feel is in your hands is God. Yeah. Secondly, be a good steward, even in the season. That's all what I would say.
Praise God. Wow. If some that I think is on my heart right now to share is often something I have seen very much so, underutilized in not only creatives, just Christians in general, which is literally the Great Commission.
Yeah, yeah.
to make disciples, right? Discipleship is what I'm trying to get to. It's discipleship, you know, and my hope through you utilizing something as a podcast or making music, doing video, stuff like that, that can also be utilized as discipleship without necessarily having to be in the same room with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't go to say that you don't need someone to be next to you. You know what I mean? Like, you very much so need someone physically to be around you too. There's a beauty within, like, even for today, unfortunately, very many people, I don't know what the situation is in New Zealand, but very many people are lacking in physical community right now.
That is the same. Yeah.
And they're crutching on Zoom calls and Skype and all these other virtual meetings, which can only go so far because you can hide so much behind a screen.
Yeah, true.
You can hide so much behind a camera, you know? You could fake so much behind a camera.
Yeah.
And there's just something different about someone sitting next to you and hugging you and sharing or worshiping with the body of Christ together. There's something beautiful about that, you know? And quite often, discipleship is so underutilized by people because they have not been discipled to understand that we need discipleship. It's like, I see it's a foundational issue, and I can't say this is about every church, but unfortunately in the body of Christ throughout the world, this is a major issue, which is lacking in the growth of Christians. And so it's like, oh yeah, we want to do all this stuff for Christ, but you're not being discipled. Your discipleship is the equivalent of you listening to a sermon on a Sunday and then listening to a few podcasts. And that's not discipleship.
That's not, yeah.
That's a class.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, no different than somebody goes to college, right? Let's say they want to be a builder. All right, you can learn all the book stuff you want, and you can listen to all the classes you want. But until you become an apprentice, you don't even know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Same goes with that too, you know? So even maybe finding someone around you or praying for the Lord to provide for you a friend. A fellow brother, sister in Christ that can help you walk into that calling that God's put on your life. If it's truly the will of God, he will provide.
Yeah.
You know, he'll pay the bill for that person to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so needed. And I found that relationship on the internet. So I don't have very many like Christian creative friends online. And this is why, you know, I've created this podcast too, just to help kind of nudge. But as I'm doing this more and more, I'm coming to know that it can only go so far.
Yeah, exactly.
It can only go so far. So hopefully that challenges some of you who have been liking on doing that. So what are your, aside the album, I should say, we only got a few minutes left. Aside the album, what else have you, all right, so I guess I don't really like talking about the virus or whatnot, but I haven't really done many episodes. Actually, I haven't done a single one actually since all this stuff started. I've just been busy doing my own stuff. How has your life kind of been affected differently? Like so obviously you still have the privilege to work, you know, at home.
Yeah.
Aside the album, you know, what has God been kind of like tugging on you to do that's been different than what you've been doing usually?
Yeah, I mean, a few things. So, I mean, I do this live chat thing every week on my Instagram, and I just have conversations with people that have inspired my journey, that I've met, that I know personally, that love God, but are being used in the creative, I guess, sphere of influence. And so that's been going really well. Like, God's really been using it. I've seen it's helped a lot of people, which is awesome. But I think another pretty random thing, or maybe not so random, but to God anyway, but as so my church, I mean, it's a pretty big church here in New Zealand, and we have multiple campuses across the country, but obviously we've been on lockdown for the last maybe 3 weeks, like actual full-on country lockdown, can't leave the house. It's illegal vibes, you know, like it's been full-on quite it's been crazy. So we haven't been able to meet on a Sunday in a physical location and have church. So we've had to, like, I'm sure millions of other churches across the world have had to go online. But then we had pre-recorded a bunch of sessions, like worship sessions with like a full band in our campus building. And so the first week, you know, we did it, and the mix was just so bad, man. It wasn't great. And
the engineer in you was cringing.
Man, like cringing is an understatement. I was just like, what is this? And I was just like, this is a problem. And the Holy Spirit was like, okay, be the salt, you know, the solve the problem. Like, you've got the qualifications, do it. And I was like, God, I'm trying to do this, that. And he was like, yeah, but make time. So I just reached out to, I have a good relationship with my church and my pastor. So I reached out and like, hey, mix wasn't that great.
Your mix is trash.
Literally, okay, it's not great, but I'm not just criticizing. I want to be the answer to the problem. So if you need anybody to, you know, mix, I'm more than down to do it. And they're like, yeah, let's do it. And so for the last three, 4 weeks, and maybe the next few more weeks, depending on if the government lifts.
You've been mixing worship.
I've been mixing crazy worship, yeah. So, and it's crazy, man. And you know what it is? It's a golf thing. Because live recording is a whole different.
Oh, yeah.
There's like
compared
studio,
to just studio.
Which I'm comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
That's my vibe. I've spent the last six.
For like, sure.
And another reason why I say it's God. The whole process of my album, God's really financially has just been like came through. And I bought all these plugins, bought all this equipment. So it was almost like God was prepping me for this because I had everything I needed, like every single thing that I needed, every plugin I needed, I also spent some time the last 6 months, like really looking at rereading books, relearning certain like mastering skills and really upping my game to a level where I feel confident to release for my music. And so when this opportunity came, it was almost like, I'm not even lying, it was like practicing for my album because it was live recording is a whole nother ball game, but being able to use that skill, it was almost like I was kind of, when I work on my own music, I'll mix two days a week, and then I'll work on my own music and be like, wow, like that thing that I learned mixing that session kind of helped. So it's been funny to see, like I've been mixing our session. And the good thing is my church is amazing. They're releasing. They've also been paying me. So it was like contract work. So it's been income, which is great. Need that in the season, but more importantly, just seeing God utilize that and grow in that skill, and more importantly, serving the church and building the church. So it's been awesome.
Praise God. Wow. That's dope, man. And it's like, you know, so I have a house church community that we're a part of, right? And things aren't as crazy here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like extreme mm-hmm. lockdown, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, as the Lord has been able to use you even in this manner with mixing for stuff that people get to enjoy in their home, we've also seen it's been like a, this might be too big of a topic to get into. I'm just going to touch on this real quick. Just like seeing how close we are to our faith becoming very much so scrutinized in the coming years, and how Christianity, I don't know how what it is in New Zealand, but Christianity in the United States is getting knocked hard every year. It just keeps getting worse. And I'm very much so coming to believe that it will be illegal in the next few years. I do believe we're in end times. I don't know if you're on the same page as that. But considering, you know, what's going on, churches are like, all right, we can only meet online, we can only do this stuff, and it's like, all right, well, what happens if you can't go to church at all? What if churches can't exist the way they've been existing? You know, what if we can't have these massive building, massive campuses, payroll, all this stuff, like these huge teams? Then what? Like, can we still have church? You know, can we still do, are we ready to equip the body of Christ to maintain fellowship, ecclesia, and be spirit-led without certain people that have been maintaining like what very many people are used to. You know, it's like, all right, we'll have this great team, we got great leadership, we got great this, we got great that. And then very many people, unfortunately, they're neglecting what God's calling them to do and step up in their life with Christ and what their function is in the body, right? So I'm encouraged to see that God's working on your end and what's happening in New Zealand. And at the same time, I'm very much so like here where we're at, I'm just like, wow, like it's more daunting to me than it is like, oh great, God's like I see God doing stuff completely different. So I'm excited to see, like, you know, hear that, you know, stuff is going on well over there, and God's still on the move, even through the little details, and whether it be mixing or whether it be, you know, providing encouragement to the body and stuff like that.
Yeah. I also think, just to kind of add to what you're saying, yeah, I feel like this is just a good season of God, I guess, challenging the church as well to think outside the box. Because I feel like, yes, I mean, we've had online church for a while, but it was never something, if I'm being honest, something that we would like.
Prioritize.
Like, it was like, it's a part of what we do on a Sunday. We're linking to people who come, you know, like, this is awesome. People around the country, around the world are watching. This is great. But it wasn't like, now it was almost like God, and I'm sure every other church feels this way with this corona stuff. It was like, no, you need to prioritize this. Yeah. And it's just been interesting to see, like, yeah, it's almost like for years we had this box as the capital C church, this box in how we view church, and God is just challenging, like, no, the church is the body, but I can kind of do whatever I want to do. And you guys have to follow along with that and be open to change, be open to new, be open to things not looking how, like, I know people who, like, never used to like watching, you know, church on a link, and now they have no choice. You know what I mean? It's almost like, I just feel as God kind of just being like, the church is the body. It's, you know, relationships, it's life groups, it's community. At the same time, you can't stop putting God in a box of what church is. And how it should be done in the religious way, and just be open to what God wants to do. So I don't know if that makes sense, but I'll probably just add
to that makes total sense. That's good. No, that's good. Amen. And the massive, massive challenge, I believe, that's taking place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also affecting artists. So I'm excited to see, you know, what the fruit of all this will be.
Yeah. Totally.
And all the music that's going to be made.
Yeah, totally.
Music, art, all this. I'm like, we're really, really, like, right now, I'm really like, there's going to be just a monster, like a tsunami of stuff that's being made right now. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of exciting to be in this time.
Totally.
So, Cass, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you, man.
So at the end of every episode, I have the guests just bless the listeners. Mm-hmm. If you'd be so kind just to share whatever's on your heart to bless them.
Totally.
And
I mean, just pray, right? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for every person that's listening to this or will listen to this. And God, I just pray that whatever you have in store, God, whatever you have planned for that session, for you to sow those seeds, God, seeds of faith, to impact them, impact their future, impact whatever you want to impact, God. Have your way with this podcast. Have your way with the words that we spoke. We can speak words, God, but there's no power in that. But when you breathe on something, God, dead things have to come back to life, God. When you speak and breathe on something, life change comes. Faith comes in the room. Fear has to go and faith has to come in. So, Lord, I just pray over this podcast. I pray over even future sessions, God, future conversations, Lord, with Isaac, God, that you would just breathe on this podcast, you would breathe on everybody listening on it, that God, whatever you have in store for this, that it will come to pass. The reason why you started this, the reason why you organized this conversation today, whatever you have in store will come to pass. So have your way. We pray that this podcast will fall on good soil, God, and be a seed sown on good soil that will reap a harvest, Lord, a big harvest for your glory your glory alone. So have your way with everybody listening. I pray for every creative that this hopefully will breathe life into them, God, will breathe creativity, new waves of creativity, God, not for our glory, not for our purpose, but for you. Have your way, God. I pray for you, just fresh ideas, God, ideas that will become an answer to a problem, God, that will reach the lost, reach those that don't know you, that will make disciples for your glory. So have your way, Lord. Thank you for Isaac, for his obedience, for his keenness, Father, to hear from you. And I just pray that you will bless him, bless his family, bless what he's doing, and bless this podcast, bless this platform. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, amen. I can't top that. Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to just bless you real quick. God, I just thank you so much for Cass, Lord. Thank you for her time. Mm. I just ask for an abundance of creativity that is just going to overflow through her as she wraps up this album. I thank you for all the doors that you've opened for her, and then you've given her the vision to close some of them.
Yes, Lord.
Although some opportunities come, they're not always from you. So I thank you for giving her the discernment. God, I just pray that you continue to keep her family in you, and clarity and peace and just a boundless joy, Lord, that no matter what is taking place around us, no matter what's going on in society, with the health situation, with whatever's going on in the world, Lord, we put our trust in you.
Peace,
and there is no fear in perfect love. So I bless her, Lord, and I just ask you continue to keep her.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Cass.
Appreciate
you. Have a blessed day.
You
enjoy
too.
Jesus.
You too. Mad love. Peace. Bye.